producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Some stations don't care the first hour, so I'm going to briefly recap this, start taking your phone calls on the larger issue of free speech and how they're attacking it. I'm going to be getting into the FCC hearings, what Obama wants to do to, quote, defend net neutrality that actually takes over the Internet. It's another hoax where they're claiming we're now anti-net neutrality because we oppose Obama's plans to, quote, protect net neutrality by regulating it and controlling it. Another bait and switch. We're going to get into a bunch of First Amendment issues in this hour. Now it ties into the media wars that are going on. We've got more measles news. We've got a bunch of politics news, science news, economy news, world news. It's all coming up. But right now, I'll recap in the next segment. We just have a copyright claim by one of the largest Sandy Hook groups claiming that we can't show a clip, just a screenshot of a BBC report and other newspapers showing one of the reported dead of Sandy Hook as one of the dead in a terrorist attack, and it is the same photo. It is the child. And we didn't say his kid wasn't killed. And they came in and are trying to take our YouTube channel down. This is a big deal, folks. Again, that'd be like saying I couldn't stand in front of a McDonald's on the city street and shoot a video report. McDonald's would claim a copyright claim because I showed the golden arches. I can't put a golden arches up over my business as a trademark and sell goods under the golden arches. So, yes, they could get me for copyright if I was selling stuff based off his son's image. We're not. We're reporting on another news report. That's crazy. I mean, it's just absolutely cut and dry, indefensible. And they said on their site they do it to shut down people's speech. So then in a court, that would show malice of forethought to shut down the First Amendment. That's a civil rights violation. So you better talk to your lawyers over there at your Honor Network, and maybe they don't care. Maybe they think everybody's ignorant and dumb out there, and you can just run around doing stuff like this. We're not going to put up with it. I know I'm making a big deal out of it because it is a big deal. Mercedes in Oregon, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Yes. Happy birthday. it was just my birthday as well, a few days before yours. And
well, thank you. That's very sweet of you.
Yes, we're doing awesomely. I also host a news program that I started this year.
Good.
You know, because you inspired me.
Awesome.
And I interview local authorities, and I make connections to my community, and I do a lot to, you know, talk about your product because they work.
Well, sweetheart, people like you doing that, just everybody getting involved, no matter if you're not professional or professional. I wasn't professional when I started out, still aren't in many ways. People like that. They like the genuineness and the hokiness and all the rest of it. Just get out there, expose the globalist, promote people that are doing good. You know, you see a cop doing something good, promote them. You see him doing something bad, you know, slap him down politically. You see a preacher doing something good, you know, promote him. You see him pushing Romans 13 garbage, stand up to him. I mean, we've just got to let our voices be heard. People want freedom on average.
That's right. It's becoming so large that I'm just, you know, joining the wave of, you know, all of this becoming a reality. So,
well, I'm glad you're involved. I mean, is that your free speech statement? Is just that you're involved now?
And the lawsuit that you're facing is your birthday.
I'm not facing a lawsuit. I'm facing a fraudulent claim of copyright violation, and then I may have to sue them.
Right. Exactly, and you get it all on record. You defeat them. Happy birthday to you.
Well, God bless you. Well, but listen, this has happened over and over again. People say, oh, it's so tiring, they keep attacking. That's because we are savaging the globalists at point-blank range. I mean, I expect to be attacked. The point is, you got to just keep coming back over and over again. That's who wins the ball game. Four quarters, ladies and gentlemen, and we're entering the fourth quarter, and we right now are ahead by 3 points. We can win this thing, but we got to pull in the same direction.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, then I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The headlines on InfoWars.com right now. Feds are holding hearings on whether they should regulate, that's close quote, sites like Drudge, InfoWars, and Economic Collapse Blog and others. That dovetails with police officers can sue newspapers for publishing descriptive info like their secret agents, raising serious First Amendment issues. That's out of Tech Dirt. That ties in to net neutrality is a Trojan horse virus infecting the Internet by the New American. Because they call it net neutrality, having the Obama administration come in to start using the FCC to regulate the web. And it gets very confusing. But it's like they call Obamacare reform. Well, the word reform isn't necessarily good. And I've said this hundreds of times. If you stick your hand in a blender and turn it on high, it's going to reform your fingers. They're going to be reformed. If a deer jumps out in front of an 18-wheeler going 75 miles an hour, it's going to reform that deer into what looks like blueberry and cherry jelly all over the highway. It's not a good reform. So they're playing these games, and they had all the Democratic Party websites. I mean, when I say all of them, scores of them come out a few months ago, and I said this so-called net neutrality that's being brought forward by Obama is the opposite, and I got attacked for it, saying Jones doesn't like net neutrality. He wants to get rid of Internet freedom. Bull! I'm against SOPA. I'm against CISPA. I'm against all these different forms of censorship, misapplying copyright. I'm against all this garbage that's going on. It's very, very dangerous. And we need the net neutrality we've had, not have government, quote, be the guardian of net neutrality. We need consumers to leave any company that tries to stop the flow of information over their networks. And the claim that companies are losing money on video downloads. They charge you for your internet connection and make huge profits. This has been the only growth sector in the U.S. economy, pretty much, except for banking scams in the last 20 years, has been the tech economy, has been the bandwidth, internet, telecommunications, boom. So we're going to be breaking that report down as well. But I want to go to Terry, Brian, Nathan, Britton, Ben, and others right now. I'm not going to belabor this anymore, but some new listeners know what we're talking about. There is an organization that says they represent some of the Sandy Hook victims' family members called the Honor Newtown Group. And they say their reason to exist is to bring awareness to hoaxer activity and to criminally and or civilly prosecute those who wittingly and publicly defame, harass, and emotionally abuse the victims of high-profile tragedies and or the family members. So you're not supposed to question any big high-profile event. That's the new thought crime. We intend to hold such abusers personally accountable for their actions in whatever capacity the law allows. Coming up, I'm going to play the report that they have filed a false copyright claim on and shut down because we showed the BBC news article and several others showing the man that founded this group's son, Noah Posner, in Pakistani rallies for dead children killed by Al-Qaeda bombs. All we said was, what's going on? Why are they showing this guy's kid over here? And when the Pakistanis are questioning whether those attacks even happened. And there's no response except, we're going to shut your website down. You're not supposed to do that. And this is how SOPA and CISPA, you get three strikes on the internet, not just on YouTube or a Google platform, and you're off the web with a web ID, you're banned. They give you three false claims, that's it. And this group's also saying you can't say the name of any of these children because they've copyrighted them. You can say the name of anything you want as long as it's free speech. It's copyrighted for the use in trademark sales, not McDonald's, Wendy's, Ford, Chevy, NFL, NHL, Procter & Gamble, I mean, Disney, Universal Studios, Major League Baseball, John Wayne. John Wayne's name's copyrighted. The family controls the name for coffee cups and his movies, and they have a right to do that and get money from it. But I can say John Wayne, John Wayne, John Wayne, John Wayne, John Wayne, John Wayne, baby, John Wayne. Like, you guys get Billy Idol's John Wayne off YouTube. I want to play that going out for like 45 seconds of it or something. John Wayne, John Wayne, John Wayne, John Wayne. I am not selling John Wayne coffee mugs. I'm not selling John Wayne movies on DVD. I'm not starting a John Wayne theme park. I can talk about John Wayne all I want, or Ronald Reagan. Look, there's John Wayne. I mean, that's what these people are claiming. But that's what they do under SOPA and CISPA. That's what these corporations are trying to change copyright law to do that. Enough of that. Let's now go to your calls. Nathan says he's an Army vet. He's listening on 94.3 FM, WNFZ, there in Tennessee. Nathan, what's your take on all this?
Well, sir, first let me say thank you for the work that you're doing. I certainly appreciate it because I work in a field where all of my phone calls are recorded. I live in a society where everything I say can and will be used against me in the court of law. And I live in a country where it seems like my service and sacrifice is being thrown out the window. So there are several days where my outlook can be negative. But I wanted you to know that I appreciate what you're doing, and I myself am combating the negativity by posting videos working with my father's ministry, Golden Harvest Ministries, and just trying to put out the good news, the good gospel out there. We're using YouTube, and I just wanted to say thank you for what you're doing. And
brother, we're in this together. I want to thank you for engaging your First Amendment. That's how we defeat the globalists, is we make art, we promote freedom, we promote God, we promote values, we promote basic justice, and that will turn the tide against the evil. We need light in the darkness, absolutely. What do you make of these pushes? Why do you think they don't want us investigating Sandy Hook? Why do you think they've gone to the investigators' homes, criminal investigators, law enforcement investigators, and threatened them? Law enforcement retired people that are investigating this are being threatened at their homes by the feds.
The darkness, anyone who walks in the darkness always shuns the light because they know that their deeds will be made manifest.
Well, I know this. I hear you, brother. Thank you for the call. They do not want Sandy Hook investigated, and I just can't believe how bold it is if what some people are saying is true. And I've been massively criticized for, you know, not going with the whole thing being staged, you know, the first year or so. But let's go back to that article by Don Salazar. I mean, you've got undoubtedly the biggest Wolfgang Halbig, former state police officer, former customs officer. He then, over the next 20 years, became the biggest school safety trainer in the country to major colleges, you name it. I mean, he's the guy. And he just said, where are the helicopters being launched for the kids? Where's the ambulances? Where the whole thing was disregarded, and then they wouldn't let him into anything and acted very suspicious. Then they came to his house and threatened him. We need to get him back on. You know, the answer to this censorship is we're just going to redouble our efforts investigating Sandy Hook. I got a rule, man. You try to shut me down, I can be totally exhausted, and some stalker does something to me or somebody does a dirty trick to my family, and I just suddenly have incredible energy and I'm more creative and more hard fighting I've ever been. That's just the human spirit. Everybody's got that. Instead of giving in when somebody attacks you, use that to get angry. I mean, I'm as nice as pumpkin pie till somebody, you know, comes over and punches me upside the head, and then, you know, Katie, bar the door, because you just released a monster. And I'm telling you right now, the globalists are monsters, and it takes monsters to defeat monsters. And when I say a monster, I mean just the strength of humanity. We need to stop cowing down to these people and let them know we're not putting up with their bullying anymore. Terry in Tennessee, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? I'm calling you from the formerly free state of Tennessee. Used to be free anyway. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying the volunteer state. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, now it's volunteered by, I guess, domestic terrorists is what I call them anyway. People want to take your rights away. Our Bill of Rights is what this country is. It's the rock that keeps this country together.
It's what we're based on.
Yes, it's the rock that formed this country, and people need to remember that. And when it comes to attacking our freedoms with the Internet or anything else, we hold the upper hand on that because we hold the money. And if people just get angry, cut your Internet off for a month. Take the money away from them. The businesses will straighten this out. The Congress, the politicians, they're not going to straighten it out. Corporate America will straighten it out.
Absolutely. I mean, look at where we're having victories. It's where we vote with our dollars, and our choices is where we really have the biggest effect. That's our real power. That's the vote we've still got other than the cartridge box.
Yes. And, you know, it's time. If any time was a time, now is the time to take our country back. We have to take it back for our children, or there won't be a country for them. I'm 58 years old. I've seen too much stuff happen in my lifetime.
Well, I agree with you, brother, but you know, I remember hearing my grandfathers talk like that and saying, you know, when you're a man and you got kids, it's going to come. Well, I'm a man, I got children, it's here. I don't think we have to even wait for the lives of our children for this to hit them. It's going to hit us. It's hitting us now. I mean, they're getting more tyranny in place in a year than they would get in place in a previous 10. I mean, they are moving fast, and it's because they know people are waking up.
Well, yes, people are waking up, but we have to strike back. We have to start calling our congressmen and telling them that they need to do their jobs. And if they don't, they won't have a job because there's people that can fill their shoes. And we need to quit electing people because of the way they look and how rich they are, because they're not in contact with us. And that needs to stop.
That's right. We need to find the people that have been elected locally that are honorable and have done a good job. We need to support them. We need to run for office ourselves. You're absolutely right. God bless you. We're going to come back with Brian and Ben, Brendan, AD, and others.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
When an emergency happens, you could be left to fend for yourself and your family. An outbreak of contagious disease can happen anywhere. Because we're faced with more diseases than ever before, we need a better solution than ever before. Fortunately, there is a simple, effective way to protect yourself. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. And it's powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is effective against more than 500 different disease-causing pathogens without encouraging drug resistance and without side effects. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported and is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the code SILVER2015 for 30% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
And I feel you right now on the highway, do it my way. And I want you to feel when I'm going down. I am not afraid, I won't go down to pray. Nothing's gonna be the same. And
didn't have to pay any copyright to John Wayne's family to sing a song about John Wayne because it's a tribute and because he's an icon and because it's free speech in art. Just like there have been six or seven movies called Titanic, you can't copyright a title. But they're trying to do it. And this is part of the attack on free speech worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. We're taking your phone calls on this subject. I'll shift gears into some others coming up after we talk to more of the callers and have some of the folks in here, David Knight and, of course, Rob Dew of InfoWars Nightly News, who have hosted Sandy Hook debates with so-called debunkers of the official story and debunkers of the debunkers. So for holding a debate in America and showing both sides, we now need to be taken off the air for the children. Isn't that just precious? This is how totalitarianism comes. Always packaged for the children. Brian in Alabama, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, really pleasure to be on. I do want to say that I was a part of one of those groups who did give you a lot of criticism on Sandy Hook because of what we blatantly saw that we just couldn't understand how you couldn't see them either. We're a part of a group.
Is there a vacuum cleaner going in the background?
I'm sorry, that is actually my FM transmitter rebroadcasting your broadcast.
Ooh, that's awesome. So you got a micro pirate or something?
I don't call 300.
I know. It's a micro or a citizen broadcasting rig, but then the general public doesn't know what that means. So I say a micro pirate so that they understand the new term micro is what a pirate is. And then we can elaborate on the fact that it's not interfering with commercial broadcasts and the airways belong to the people. But listen, so you are a First Amendment crusader. I love the fact that every caller today is engaged in some type of media operation, Brian.
Yes, I'm also involved with Independent Media Solidarity, the group that put out the documentary We Need to Talk About Sandy Hook, which was brought about from another group known as the Max Resistance Roundtable, also over at maxresistance.com.
Well, absolutely. Before we could even investigate it, there were videos with tens of millions of views bringing up the anomalies. There's been a real move to shut those folks down. What do you think of us being censored? What's been happening to you?
I can tell you lots about Lenny. This man is something that you've never seen before. He's got a group of trolls, and if you don't mind, I'll just go ahead and call them out. These people would be Keith Johnson.
Well, listen, hold on. I don't want to give these people any attention. I'm going to have to get with lawyers on this and deal with this. But I understand that, if they're trying to shut us down when we're just investigating it and looking at all sides, it must be horrible for folks out there that vehemently think this is staged. So just specifically, what have you gone through?
I can't even put up a video showing that he has put up a copyright strike against me without him copywriting striking that. They had taken my information and they gave it to one of his trolls in his network, and they went and they looked up all my information and put up a whole blog post about me and my daughter, is what these troll network has done. These people are vile. And Lanny, if you're listening, your day is coming, my friend. It is coming.
Wow. I mean, this sounds like a war is going on. I think they made a major mistake involving us. Because we were basically showing both sides and getting criticized by both groups for it.
Oh, I totally agree. They don't know what they bit off. Go after them, Alex. Crush them.
I just wanted to leave the First Amendment alone. But it does show that how would they claim it's a Fox News copyright violation? There's no Fox News on there. It's a news article. I mean, how do you do that? It's amazing.
They have two different email addresses they use. I noticed you said that for this claim they use the honor@gmail. The other one that they use, I won't say it, but I'll tell you off air if you want to know what that one is off air.
I'm not somebody to mess with, and I understand that they can, use children or whatever and then, say the First Amendment's bad. But, I got to defend the First Amendment, and it's just wild to get into this subject. We got all this stuff happening worldwide, all these moves against the First Amendment going on. It's pretty hardcore. So we're going to have our news director in here with our news anchor to talk about this because They're trying to shut us down.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy President TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. We're now halfway into the worldwide transmission. I'll continue with calls on the First Amendment. Not so much specifically Sandy Hook connected groups that are suing Bushmaster, that are involved in going after the Second Amendment. It's confirmed this group is involved with that. It appears to be the group that's done this are the ones that did file it. We're just giving them the benefit of the doubt. This Honor Network, this is the global program to shut down free speech, though. Okay, it's not just the Second Amendment. And I have had down in San Antonio at our open carry event, people come over and physically start pushing into me saying, your free speech is hurting, you know, the death of my daughter who got killed by someone, as if I shot their daughter. When statistically, the areas that don't have guns have the highest crime rates, don't have legal guns. I mean, you're not for Obamacare, you're racist. You're for the Second Amendment, and my grandson got shot. Well, I'm sorry, it was crackheads robbing a liquor store that shot your grandson, not me. Just like if somebody runs over a crowd with a Ford F-150, It doesn't mean Ford did it. I mean, this is just basic common sense. But let's get away from InfoWars when we go to the calls. I mean, you're welcome to bring up this case. It's that you've got so-called net neutrality coming in. The way Obama packages it, it sounds good, but it's the takeover of the web. Just like he's going to give you free health care by taking it over, and it isn't free. So they're lying with labels, and you've got Congress having hearings. We've got links to it on InfoWars.com, where they're having hearings. Feds hold hearings on whether they should, quote, regulate sites like Drudge, InfoWars, and others. So after the fake Sony hack that turned out to be an inside job, we've now seen legislation reintroduced there to pass cybersecurity that's basically SOPA and CISPA. So it's all coming down right now. So it's bigger than InfoWars. I want to explain to you that this is about your freedom when you're getting your pension funds taken. This is about your freedom to say no to Obamacare, which is on the verge of being overturned. We are really pushing back against the globalists right now. All the metrics, all the numbers show it, so they're scared. And the anti-gunners are losing on every front. So Bloomberg and Bill Gates and Warren Buffett have given collectively hundreds of millions of dollars in the last election cycle to anti-gunners to try to unseat good sheriffs, to try to politically put pressure on police chiefs that are not criminals. Democratic police chiefs are going after Democratic sheriffs. These groups went after the Travis County sheriff, who's a black man and does a pretty darn good job. I'm just mentioning he's black because they say he's racist because he will hand over to the feds. This is all over the news here, and they say it with bated breath. Oh, I can't believe it. He deports up to 15 illegals a week. He gives them to the feds. They're aggravated felons. He releases illegals that aren't aggravated felons, which he shouldn't be doing. He's a hero because usually they just release the felons. And he's racist, though he's a black man. I mean, no. The law says that he has to give them to the feds if they're an aggravated felon. And that's where I live. This coalition of Democratic Party is trying to get rid of their own Democratic sheriff. I mean, these people are authoritarian. It's like the governor Cuomo of New York last year said, if you're pro-life or pro-gun, get out of the state. People said, are you serious? He said, yeah, get out. You're not welcome here. You realize how authoritarian that is? You're pro-life or you're pro-gun, get out of the state. I mean, these people are out of control. And now they file this copyright claim, claiming we have their Fox News footage when it's David Knight talking, showing a BBC News article where one of the Sandy Hook kids is up there supposedly dead in a bombing. So I'm going to go back to your calls, but just analyzing this, there's so many angles. News director of InfoWars Nightly News, Rob Dube, you've hosted debates on this subject. Okay. We've shown both sides. We've been attacked for saying, you know, it might have happened as said, but there's some anomalies. We've been attacked for other reporters saying, no, I think, you know, this is staged. Clearly something staged. So first off, let me just ask you both point blank, doing deep research on this last few years. David Knight and then Rob Dube, just briefly, what is your view on Sandy Hook?
Well, that's a can of worms. I think we're not getting the truth from day one. We weren't getting the truth.
And I suppose you don't believe Brian Williams either.
Oh, yeah, of course. After interviewing Halbig a couple times, having a debate with him, watching that film that came out that was censored heavily, that this coalition of people put together, I interviewed them right before that debate. People should go watch that whole InfoWars Nightly News. I mean, that's a lot of information on Sandy Hook. A couple years after it happened, we were coming up on the 2 year.
I wonder if they're going to censor that and take that down.
They might. I mean, we were talking about it.
I mean, we're not allowed to have two different guys on to debate it?
Exactly. And one of them was an American Free Press writer who is friends with Lenny Posner. And he's like, I know him personally. We're friends. You know, you guys are making a big mistake having Wolfgang Halbig on. I said, well, why don't you debate him?
Oh, I love that. You're making a big mistake.
Yeah. And
we're not even supposed to have a debate.
Right. You're not in America.
Talk about and if you look at that debate, the guy who was opposing Halbig never offered any reason, never responded to anything that
Halbig
had some very specific questions, and the guy always just attacked Halbig.
Why didn't they call rescue helicopters?
Exactly.
On and on and on.
Yeah.
Why were the ambulances not even at the school? They were stuck at the firehouse.
Why did they destroy, why did they classify the investigation? They've never done that with any previous shootings. Right. Why did they knock down the school and destroy?
Why did Mayor Bloomberg alert his people to get ready the day before for a big push?
Yeah.
They made it a felony to release birth certificates or death certificate information. What kind of country is that where you can't release birth certificate and death certificate information? I mean, if there's, you know, what have you got to hide, as they like to say to us? You know, what have you, why are you so concerned about privacy? What have you got to hide? But it's only if you're going after one of their, what looks, I think it looks like an operation. It looks like something went on there and it,
a drill.
It stinks to high heaven. Stinks to high heaven. You got the actor father who comes out, gets into character. I was a theater major. I worked with actors. I used to watch them get ready before they would go out and cry like that. I remember
you have a degree in theater.
I was in the play Our Town, and I'm sitting there watching these other people about to go out and do the funeral scene, and they're pumping themselves up, doing exactly what he did.
First he's laughing and smiling, and then...
And then he walks out, and then he's totally sad, crying. He was cracking jokes right before. That's an actor. As an actor. I'm sorry.
You're not allowed to say that. I mean, Brian Williams was shot down in that helicopter.
There it is right there. He's smiling. I mean, he's just...
And then he huffs and puffs and gets...
Yeah. That is a telltale sign of somebody acting right there. Now, I don't know for a fact that this guy's an actor. That looks like acting all the way. It's just amazing that they continue to really go after people. I've got an article here from a guy, I think was our last caller, Michael. He's been getting all kinds of grief from Mr. Posner. Anything that comes out, social media shut down due to Sandy Hook false copyrights. What's interesting is they list the address for the Honor Network in Boca Raton, Florida. You look up the address on that, which says 908 North Dixie Highway. It is the address for a women's clothing store and a UPS U-Haul rental place, U-Haul neighborhood dealer. So here's the 908 North Dixie Highway. There is no suite, but it's got two different buildings listed that address. One is a J&JJ shop women's clothing store, and you go to the other one, same address, U-Haul neighborhood dealer. Now you go to their About Honor Network. I go to this one right here. Guys, you can leave the camera right there. Honor Network right there. It lists
their, they say they're in Connecticut.
It says they're in Newtown, Connecticut. But you go to that address, it's a U-Haul UPS store. I'm sorry, it's a UPS store. Same address, Main Street, Newtown, Connecticut. It's a UPS store. So, and then you look on their website, what are they pushing? Donate, donate, donate. What do they push right after this? Donate, donate. There are millions of dollars people have given to Sandy Hook and the families. They've gotten government money. The police department got like several million dollars just from the federal government alone just to deal with the grief. So there's millions of dollars of money pouring into there. You think, you know, if they had this organization, they would have some sort of headquarters where they would be setting up a memorial.
Well, we'll just start investigating that. I guess I'm going to have to probably go on up to Newtown. I'm going to have to probably go investigate Florida as well.
And going back to that Pakistani article where it shows the child's photograph from...
that was on the BBC.
Right. Even Snopes, the cat lady, even agrees with us. All right? They say...
He's the ultimate authority.
Ultimate authority, even... They say we're mostly right on this, even though they call us InfoBores. But they are saying, this is weird. Why is this kid's photo in with all these other kids' photos?
And let's make the
point. And it's not just one spot, either. The kid's holding it.
New listeners tune in every minute. Pakistan terror bombings. It's on BBC and a bunch of other places. They're showing Posner's kid, Noah, who reportedly died at the Sandy Hook event.
Right, in several locations.
And we're not supposed to ask that? And then we get a guy on to debate it, and we're nice? And he's like, you guys are making a big mistake?
Yeah.
The article that Don put up, he documented very clearly a lot of different pictures. We had two pictures from the French press agency, the big one, mm-hmm. as well as on their Facebook. There were at least two from the BBC.
There was a
Facebook page in the Pakistan school. There was a memorial wall in Pakistan.
There's multiple
sources. So why is this? And here's a question, Alex. Sure. Did they complain to the BBC? Did they complain to the French news agency saying you're photoshopping our kids' photos into other stuff, which is the basis of what this honor organization is supposedly talking about, that they want to shut down anybody that misuses the images of their kids? Did they talk to the Pakistanis about this? Did they talk to the French news agency, to the BBC? I'd like to know. I doubt it.
And you made a point that this is the same group going after Bushmaster, the M4 manufacturer. Break that down.
Yeah, really, if you look at this, they're suing the gun manufacturer, saying that this is a gun that should never have been out there because it's a military weapon, so it should never have been sold to civilians.
And if they have their way, all semi-automatics will be shut down. Go ahead, sorry.
But here's the bottom line. This is a group that is going after the Second Amendment, full and first. I mean, that's the first group that they sued. There's 10 families in this lawsuit against the gun manufacturer. The two families finally sued the school system for negligence, but 10 of them are going after the gun owners, and they've set up another website besides this one to just go after gun control. So their focus has been gun control. But when somebody has no respect for individual liberties on the Second Amendment, they're going to have no respect for the First Amendment either. These people are authoritarians, and they have no respect for the rule of law. When you have a situation like this, I'm sorry for Sarah Brady's loss when her husband, Jim Brady, got shot.
That's not our fault.
That's not our fault.
That the guy that was having dinner with the Bushes the night before shot her husband in the head.
But if the way you deal with your grief is to go out and try to punish innocent people by taking their liberties, if the way you try to deal with your grief is to go out and try to destroy the fundamental legal structure of our country, for which people died to establish the fact that we had a country that was based on individual liberty, you want to try to destroy the foundations of our country, to try to go after innocent people's rights, to try to make it worthwhile, to try to make you feel better about your personal loss. I'm sorry, I have no respect for people like that.
Well, I mean, I've got stacks of news here today. I mean, there's so much news I'll cover in the third hour and take calls. It's just that this is a big deal because everywhere there's attacks on the First Amendment right now. David, speak to that. I mean, they're moving full force globally, not just here. Well, yeah. Zuckerberg met a month ago with the top communist Chinese internet czar and said, "I'm learning how to censor." Mm-hmm. And then he doesn't support.
A house near his backyard, Zuckerberg. He's like all up in arms that this guy is going to build a house near
his
backyard.
Well, he also doesn't let people post images of Muhammad now on Facebook, mm-hmm. though he says, you know, I am Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
I am Spartacus. I am Charlie Hebdo. But no, he's not.
They have bumped up the cyber law that they were using to go after hackers. They bumped that up. They had a lot of things that were misdemeanors. They've now made felonies. They've tried. They want to invoke the RICO statute against that. They're coming back with CISPA again. They've got the trade treaties, the transatlantic, trans-Pacific partnerships that are going to be used for copyright to shut down free speech. That's one of the things that they're going to do with it. So it's multiple ways that they're coming after us. If you look at you've got the FCC that is now saying that they want to control the internet. Of course, they're going to come at it from the standpoint of net neutrality because they've taken a poll. They found out the majority of people want net neutrality. So they'll just call it net neutrality. Yeah. They'll use that to get control. They've been on both sides of this issue. They want control of the internet. That's what this is all about. They could care less about net neutrality, and they'll change it in a heartbeat if they want to. But at the same time, Alex, we've got a report coming out tomorrow on the nightly news about drones. And we had a whistleblower send us a Freedom of Information request that he got. They are coming, the FAA is trying to shut down all private ownership of drones in the same way they want to keep you from taking pictures of buildings.
Well, I always said this would happen. They're just saying remote control airplanes, toys, you name it. And then I was out with Buckley flying a drone with my son. We got him for Christmas. It was like a $300 one. And I said, I bet, because this thing's GPS controlled, it has to program and get, you know, connected before it flies and has stabilizers. And I said, I bet in the future, Buckley, I think I want to do a whole report on this, that it's pre-programmed that it can't fly by...
They already have that. They already have
that. I was about to say.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, no. They just did an update with this company last week, was in the news, mm-hmm. so it can't fly to the White House.
Yeah.
It has thousands of other sites.
It's a
so this is the pre-programming into our phones,
yes.
into our cars, into all this, quote, smart tech to control and suppress us. So they can have big, giant drones surveilling us and little drones, but then we can't have little drones for what we want to do.
They put a 1.5-mile radius no-fly zone into their firmware for the little drone. And they said there's already a lot of other sensitive areas that are in there that you can't fly it near.
But see, there I am saying, I bet they do this,
and it's already
been done.
But the government uses it to spy on farmers, and that's okay, because it's the government. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, doesn't,
oh, yeah. The Bureau of Land Management
only matters about what their supposed rights are.
The MRAPs that they're handing out to all the police departments.
Now they're using them as ambulances.
Right. Supposedly, yeah.
We come in peace.
Just as they did that with the MRAPs, they're now doing that with the Predator drones, giving them to not just Homeland Security, but they're giving them to the Bureau of Land Management.
Which they admit they're using to surveil the farmers. Yes. Oh, you built a barn you weren't supposed to. That's right. You've got a wetland that's a puddle.
That's right. See if they can find a mineral resource that you can get a senator like Harry Reid to fence to a multinational corporation, and then they can go onto your property and look for more detail to see if they can get you on some kind of an environmental regulation or something else where they can...
Or you've got a gas can sitting out.
Yeah, give you excessive fines and basically take your property. Look at that pond in Montana. Mm-hmm. The guy built, and the EPA came in and started fining him $75,000 per day, and he didn't have any water that was crossing anything on his property. It certainly didn't cross state lines, so the EPA shouldn't have been involved in the first place, in my opinion, as I read the Constitution, but it didn't even cross his property lines. He dug out a hole, put rainwater in it, had a pond, and they tried to fine him $75,000.
And everybody does that. That's called a cattle pond.
Yeah. And this guy had cleared it with these state and local people.
Well, you know, that's why he got in trouble, is that's how it went in the database.
Right.
You just got to do it.
But now they're going to have the database where they go out using these things that are truly drones, because a true drone is totally autonomous.
It will make the decisions that that's a new pond.
And this is what they're going to do with these vaccine things, too, where they want you to opt out of the vaccine, get your written permission, your philosophical objection to it.
They're going to use that as a roadmap of the persecution.
We're going right. We know exactly where to go now to eject your kids. So it's all getting lined up.
It's like gun registration always leads to confiscation.
Yep.
And these waiver forms turn into the blueprint. We're going to come back with more on the First Amendment. Your phone calls. Stay with us.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The month of February is all about Valentine's Day. Big heart-shaped boxes filled with delicious candy. What if we, the Patriots, hijacked Valentine's Day and instead made it about human liberty and individual empowerment? I'm all about human potential. I'm all about the individual being empowered. The establishment is the opposite. That's why they spike our water with fluoride and GMO, estrogen mimickers, and the rest of the garbage. InfoWars is striking back in the month of February with Human Empowerment Month. How we can come together and win the human race. And to celebrate the kickoff of Human Empowerment Month, we're slashing prices on InfoWarsLife.com products like Super Male and Super Female Vitality. The sale is only running for the month, 20% off, and there's a lot of other powerful specials at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com, celebrating human potential in the month of February. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to find this special and many others in the month of February. Again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
Before you slip into a project,
like to add some fluoride to some GMO poison. Oh, Brian Williams is a hero.
backing singer.
The whole album.
I'm not. I do that totally impromptu. That's why it's so horrible. That's why it's absolutely horrible. The days are bright and filled with pain.
I think Morrison and the Misfit singer, Glenn Danzig, are your two favorite ones that you like to parody.
Well, yeah, they all sound like Elvis.
Yeah, and Johnny Cash, I guess.
Yeah, I like Johnny Cash, I like Elvis, and even though I don't like the lyrics of some of these guys, it's hard to not listen to.
So you're an Elvis guy, not a Beatles guy.
I love the Beatles, too.
Yeah.
I love the Beach Boys. You know, John Lennon's, people can debate it, but I've been told directly, John Lennon's favorite band was the Beach Boys.
Wow. Well, they have the best harmonies.
Yeah. You can really hear the influence on John Lennon. Okay. I want to go to calls. I want to just keep you guys with us into the next hour. We're going to go to Brenton. He's been holding for an hour. We're going to go to Ben and Pharaoh and Lewis and AD and others about the First Amendment. I do want to segue out of just what's happened to InfoWars. Because it's an ongoing thing where I showed that Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, Gazette article where they had to retract that I told the guy to go kill three cops. And I told him, I'm going to sue you. We've got the computer now from the police, you know, the records. He was on our website saying he wanted to come after me and get me. He had nothing to do with me. How dare you say that? And so they had to retract. So then when I put the article up that they retracted, they did a copyright claim saying I can't show their article.
Yeah.
I mean, this is insane.
We're going to write a bunch about you, but then you can't show it. This is an interesting article. This guy was creating fake news, and he wanted to get on your show, actually. That was his big goal with this thing called the jet-setting terrorist. I don't even know if you looked at this.
But he wasn't successful.
He wasn't successful. I think somebody probably looked at it and said, oh, this looks like BS, and we passed on it. But it's just interesting how, you know, these guys are allowed to say whatever they want. MSNBC comes and says, you're not making bombs, you're making bombers. Which is even worse.
Well, what this guy wanted to do is like Cass Sunstein, and Drudge has linked to this article,
yeah.
How the left-wing activists manipulated the news to spread his message. That's how they infiltrate alternative media to try to discredit it with disinformation.
Right.
And Paul Watson is trying to police this as a one-man crew, and he's doing a great job overall, but I think sometimes he goes too extreme towards not questioning, like the Charlie Hebdo. I don't think that was staged, but there was some evidence that was being manipulated. Paul doesn't think any of it was staged. And I'm not attacking Paul. I'm saying I disagree with some of what he's doing. He disagrees with some of what I'm doing. People always ask me, though, why'd your reporter say this? Why'd they say that? I try to hire smart people that are free thinkers, that are researching things, and then we're not all going to agree.
And why can't we ask a question out loud and go, what about this, and let other people debate it and put their two cents in, and then we just have an open society where we get to question things and go, well, maybe the sky isn't blue. Maybe it's actually green. You know,
I want to invite this Posner guy on before this deteriorates, because if he gets his back up and stuff,
yeah.
I mean, I guess that's, you know, I'll be his huckleberry.
There you go.
Knight, I've been ranting. Anything else you want to add before we go to break?
Well, I think it's interesting. Back in September, you had Wolfgang Halbig on, and he was talking about the fact that the FBI reported that there were no murders in Newtown. And he said he called the FBI office, and they said, well, we were asked not to put that on our statistics.
And then they spun it like we made it up because the FBI responded later. I mean,
there's a lot of stuff that is very, very, very suspicious about this. And I got to say that when it comes to 9/11, some of the most ardent people investigating the government's official stories are people who lost family members there because they want to get to the bottom of it. And if they don't want to question some of these anomalies here, if they just want to come after people who do investigation, if they come after the company to sue them, that makes me question the motives of the families. Because from the very beginning, this looked fishy. We also
did. They have no right to blame Bushmaster for what happened. I mean, brain, the fact that the guy was on drugs.
No.
I mean, psychotropics are directly linked. The insert says it can make you mass murder. Third hour coming up.
If it was even a real guy.
Maybe it was an Easter bunny.
Yeah.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early, and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.